What don't you say?
He just doesn't say it anymore.
Now you're a trucker. All you gotta do is truck that truck. When you're a hunting trucker, if you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point to two lightnings crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
Well, howdy there, truckers. This old Buck Naked, spokesman for Lakon Spaceways, back again for this week's Hutton Top Trucker, with a little extra added in. How do we keep up with your shenanigans while you toot around in the Milky Way? Why, we install this little piece of software called the Hutton Helper in your spaceship. If you ain't already got it installed, you can install it yourself, relatively pain-free, by going to the website hot.forthemug.com. Almost as pain-free as trying to make an SRV go vertical. So let's get on to our top truckers from last week. Yeehaw! Proving to everyone else he can blow out the candle and jump into bed before it gets dark, Commander Nezaroth took the fastest time in Truckers Up Tidy in 17 minutes and 50 seconds. In the team category, going hell-bent for leather, the Rock Rats comprised of Commander Primetime Casual and Commander Gray Test, took the win at 32 minutes and 53 seconds. Showing they ain't got enough sense to spit downwind, Lave Radio drove up the wrong mountain. Yeah, seems they couldn't pour piss out of a boot with a hole in the toe and directions on the heel. And proving he was handy as shirt pockets, Commander Sanderlin was nominated by fellow truckers as the top trucker for guiding so many the right way up the mountain. From the explorers, jumping around like them bullfrogs down by the creek, Commander Chris Hankey, one of them ornery Hankey boys, took the lead with darn near 20,300 light years jumped. Tearing up the Don's pithy pirates for the second week in a row is Commander Texas Stew, who cashed in just over 203 million credits worth of bounties. Then he promptly landed himself in a hospital, laid off with an off-kilter ticker and an empty bottle of gin. Well, we can at least fill up that bottle again, but you don't want us working on your ticker, less than you want a frameshift drive put in its place. Oh, and he also wins top trucker for most bypasses in a week. 5. Yeah, that's a number. Commander Montgomery Python is back in the saddle again, earning 1,704 mission points this week. That sure put a smile on Miss Lale's face, and it ain't the only thing he done this week either. Cause hauling cargo like a proper hunting trucker, that same Commander Montgomery Python transported about 39,300 tons this week. How's it that you bought an extra 9,000 tons and yet they disappeared somewhere along the way? You ain't selling them to Thargoids, is you? Driving the Hutton high-speed rail this week, Commander Train Freak transported 3,748 willing people around the galaxy and earned a 5-star rating from all his passengers. Our fastest run to Hutton Orbital is held by Commander Brett Riverboat with a time of 1 hour, 25 minutes, and 46 seconds. And our fastest run so far in this month of November was done by Commander Bograt in 1 hour, 27 minutes, and 32 seconds. You think you got what it takes to beat these scores? Well, download the Hutton Helper and get to flying, Commander. You want to hear your name on this here radio station? Make sure you got the Hutton Helper installed. Pick it up on the web at hot.forthemug.com and get to trucking. And don't forget, if you do hear your name called out and you ain't already got one, Get in touch with us to get your very own Hutton decal for your ship. Hutton Top Trucker, brought to you by Lakon Spaceways, the only ships in the galaxy what come with a map on how to get up tidy in the Magic system. Seems Draxor should have been using Lakon.